Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Tour set, pop!
So I have a little bit of a cute story for you this week. It has a little bit of like pre-info. Okay. So Jordan
and
I. You
got to preface us?
A little preface. Prime us up. Yeah. Jordan and I are perfect together and we're in love.
Duh.
Obviously. Duh. But when we hold hands, we never fit together quite right because he has very long fingers.
I'm so sorry. I'm so immature.
No, that's fine. We're going to leave this in.
Keep going.
He has very long, thin fingers. And I have like chubby fingers. I just always have. Mm-hmm. And so when we try to hold hands, there's always like a big gap in between our two hands. Like, so our fingers are interlocked, but like our hands are far apart.
Oh.
It just doesn't fit very well. Okay. So this has been an issue for us always. You know, it's not something we think about or talk about, whatever, but it's just like always not super comfortable holding hands, which sucks because it's like an intimate little thing mm-hmm. that you can do. So I grabbed his hand over this Christmas weekend, just like while we were sitting next to each other on a couch, and without knowing it, he had his AirPod case in his hand. And when I grabbed it, like the AirPod case just filled in the space
perfectly. It filled the gap.
Filled the gap perfectly between our hands. And I was like talking about how comfortable it was. And he was like, yeah, oh my gosh, this is great. So this is the cute part. Okay. He said, baby, we should go on a hike. We should go out into nature and we should pick out a rock, a perfectly sized rock
Aww.
That can be our hand holding rock. And we can hold it between our hands whenever we hold hands, and it'll perfectly fill the space between our hands.
Is That's that so
not
sweet.
Just the cutest thing ever?
That's so, so sweet.
Like, he was like, we can go out into, I'm like going to cry.
That can
cry.
Be
like
a tradition that you do now. Are you going to keep that one rock? Or are you going to like go out and get a new rock every time you go for a walk?
I don't know. That would be cute. Like whenever we go out on a walk together, we
you
look
could do
for a
either,
rock.
And it'll just be a tradition.
I know.
Do.
That's I was cute. Thinking that, like in my mind's eye, we like pick a really neat hiking spot that we want to try And then we just like are searching. We spend a good amount of time searching for the perfect rock. And that's like always our rock, you know? Uh-huh. But anyways, I just thought it was really cute. And I really wanted to tell you.
Yeah, that's super sweet. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
You're
that's
so welcome. Cute. So nothing BTS related for our little intro story this week, but I hope
maybe
you enjoyed
Yoongi
it.
Is the rock between you guys.
Oh my God. I'll tell Jordan that. He would love that. But on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Yes.
Yes, welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, this year really flew by. I can't believe it's coming to an end already.
Yeah, or 2021 is a blur, and it's 10 times more of a blur than 2020.
100%. So if you're here for that, then you're in the right place.
Okay, in today's episode, we're going to briefly talk about some recent BTS news, including Taeyang's new original soundtrack, BTS returning to Korea, and the Seven Fates Chacos. Mm-hmm. But the majority of this episode is us reflecting on our year with Standing BTS Podcast, and also reflecting on BTS's year as well.
This is something that we've done at the end of every year since starting the podcast, because we started the podcast pretty much at the beginning of a year. And so it's just something we like to revisit. Yeah. So we hope that you guys enjoy our reflection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll get a little personal. We'll get into some of our own goals and just really reflect on the podcast, because I mean, this is a project that we hold so near and dear to our hearts. Like, we've been doing this for over 4 years.
When we start like next year, like it'll be the beginning of our fifth year.
Holy crap.
I know. So, I mean, we're going to talk and reflect about big things for us, but also obviously throughout the way, we'll talk about big moments for BTS as well. Before we really get into everything, we do want to thank you, Iconics, for being here, for all of your love and your support, especially your support on Patreon, with the access to the Google Docs you can get as a $1 patron, or the Iconic Hangout that we do every month online, virtually. It's super fun. $5 a month or up, you should join, because it's a blast.
It is a blast.
So, of course, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. But any type of support you have to offer is super appreciated. We're just grateful for you all being here and for listening.
Yeah, thank you. Also, don't forget that this month of December, we are supporting Live Free 999 for our Charity of the Month, which is the charity that honors Juice WRLD and supports young people in their battles with addiction, anxiety, and depression. You can visit the official website at livefree999.org, or you can find the direct donation link in the description of this episode to donate. Thank you guys for your support.
Okay, so let's start with some BTS news. I would say the most recent content that is being put out is related to the Seven Fates Chaco, which is just, they're going to have a webtoon. It's the new storyline for what's to come down the road.
The next chapter.
It's the next chapter for them. So we feel like part of it has to intertwine with the album to a degree, but we'll kind of see where that goes.
Yeah.
But they've released some interviews for all of the members where they're asked about like what fate means to them, and it's
what
just
the members mean to them also.
What the members mean to them, yeah. So those interviews are interesting to listen to, and a lot of them have similar themes that they talk about.
Yeah.
Some of them have contraindicating ideas, so that's interesting too. But the interviews were neat. I liked them.
Yeah, they were pretty short, like, so you could watch all seven of them without like being like, oh my gosh, it's going to take an hour to watch all these interviews. But you made the point, what was interesting is the similar themes that they had, especially in their answers about like what fate means to them, and like some of them were contradictory. So I'm interested to see how that plays out in the storyline, or like in the webtoon or in music videos, because I really do think that like their next like album is going to have like the same look, right? Like it's like, this is the new era. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited to see how, like, these different themes that each member talks about in their interview, mm-hmm. like, comes up in the storyline or, like, the themes in the lyrics, you know. So,
yeah.
I was intrigued incredibly mm-hmm. by the interviews.
And then they also released an official teaser, and then they also did an official story film mm-hmm. where they had a full version and a narration version. So we just watched, before going into record, we just watched the official story film. Mm-hmm. And it is epic. Like, it feels like a movie trailer mm-hmm. with how the production of it is so intense
yeah.
and well done. So you get to see these shots of each and every member in it. So I'm very interested to see what the storyline holds. We yeah. see some kind of crossover from, like, we just can never let go of HYYH. We're
I can,
like,
never
save
let
me
go.
Series. Like,
never. Well, okay. And also,
especially,
like,
Jungkook on the roof.
Jungkook on the roof. And yeah. also Yoongi on the road reminds me of his Wings short film for piano, or mm-hmm. not for piano, for First Love. And where in that short film, he's, like, running and sprinting down an empty road. It just looks so similar
oh, yeah.
to
I
me.
I see the parallels yeah. for sure.
We
yeah.
can never let go.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I'm definitely, I can't wait for more Seven Fates Choco content to come
yeah,
out and
we'll
keep watching it.
What's to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we also found out with BTS, with their break, they're all back in Korea now. But Jin, RM, and Suga all tested positive for COVID-19, which is, like, of course, they come to the U.S. and then they all go back to Korea with COVID.
Right. Like, damn.
This is what it's like in the States.
This is what it is to live in the United States right now. Like, just being, just going out in public is risking getting yeah. COVID.
Not a laughing matter.
No.
It sounds like they're all doing really well
mm-hmm.
and that they're going to recover. They're going to get the best medical treatment if anything does happen, but they're so healthy. I'm wishing them a quick recovery. Mm-hmm. Suga said, don't worry too much
yep,
on Weavers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he said he's doing fine. And RM even said that he didn't even have any noticeable symptoms. He took a test as a precaution.
Mm-hmm.
And Jin had very mild symptoms, which is why he tested initially. So, yeah, they're doing okay.
Yeah.
They'll be okay.
They'll be fine. Mm-hmm. They'll be fine. So wishing them a quick recovery and that they're just getting lots of rest and yummy food.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
And then lastly, for BTS news, Taeyong released a new original soundtrack, Christmas Tree, for the K-drama series Our Beloved Summer. And, oh, I love this song so much. Taeyong, I just think, enjoys Christmas music and Christmas songs. So I think it's so fitting and perfect that he got to work on this song.
Yeah.
Christmas Tree. So mm-hmm. I've listened to it a couple times, especially during, like, it's so perfect that it was released during the Christmas season.
Yep.
So just get to add that on with, like, Snowflower and all mm-hmm. the other Christmas songs.
Butter Christmas Remix. Yeah.
The Butter Christmas Remix. Yeah. Yes.
It's a great OST.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into our personal reflection through the year of the podcast and of BTS. So we are pretty proud of how we've been doing this year. Even though we decided at the end of last year to go biweekly, throughout this year, we have released 32 episodes, which is pretty awesome. With a total of 1,742 minutes of content for you to listen to.
1,742 minutes of just talking about BTS.
Yes.
And that's only recorded.
And that's what we recorded.
That's only the recorded conversations about BTS.
You know what that means is that it's at least double that, the amount of time that you and I have actually spent talking about BTS.
Yeah.
At least double.
I mean, this is why we created the podcast.
Yeah.
Is because we just can't shut up about them.
We had to. Well, we have talked about so much this year. We began the year by covering their debut album. We just really wanted to do an album review, and we had never talked about their first album. We also covered every single awards show that BTS participated in, every single online concert they did, all things Butter and Permission to Dance. I think we had something like 8 or 9 episodes that had Butter or Permission to Dance in the title.
Yeah.
And of course, big moments for BTS, such as speaking at the UN and breaking records through charting on all of our Spotisodes that we did.
Quite a few Spotisodes mm-hmm. where there was just, like, random content that we just had to catch up on.
Yeah.
Because BTS were super active in 2021, despite not releasing a full-length album.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, lots of Butter and Permission to Dance episodes, which, I mean, we're here for.
It was our summertime.
Yeah.
It was, you know, our whole summer was smooth like butter. And, you know, yeah, it was great. It was a great time.
What a great time.
I know.
Like, I'm looking, thinking back to all the Butter promos.
Thinking about the really Butter performances, the live stages, mm-hmm. Namjoon in that blue suit.
Never forget.
No. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tragically.
But, tragically.
Tragically. We only did one ship series this whole year.
That blows my mind because the ship series is something we've been doing from the beginning.
Since, like, it was probably one of our first episodes was a ship series.
Yeah.
And people, I mean, generally like the ship series and request it still. But it was soap.
It was soap. Maybe that's it. It's just like, it's such a big ship on its own that it deserved all of 2021.
That's so true.
Yeah.
It was such a fun episode to do, though. Like, soap has such a special friendship.
Mm-hmm. And I just have to give kudos again mm-hmm. to Sarah for really helping us put that episode together.
Yes.
'Cause she had a strong hand in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. Something that we really missed out on doing this year, you all already kind of touched on it, was that there wasn't any new full-length albums. So we really missed out on doing album reviews. We just did that one at the beginning of the year. And a couple weeks ago, we were going to do an ORU Late 2 album review. And then we just got busy with BTS stuff. They just started doing stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
We had to talk about everything going on their break and, you know,
and the concert
and the concerts
and the LA concerts
and the LA concerts. And yeah, so we just didn't have time.
It got put on the back burner, but that's something going into 2022 that we hope we get to touch on more, like mm-hmm. more ships, more fanfics, and for sure more album reviews because those are our favorite episodes to do. I love sitting down with you, especially for research going in. Just going through all of the lyrics, going through the production, really thinking about the music on a deeper level than just like casually listening. So that's something I hope we get to do more in 2022.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Same. Mm-hmm. So just hoping and praying that BTS has their comeback soon. We get that
Surely
album.
Surely they will.
April. I'm still saying.
April.
I agree with you. April. Billboard.
I was
April
thinking 27th. February, but it might be April.
Okay, yeah. I still don't think it's going to be February.
No, it's too soon.
No, it is.
Yeah.
And Hypen. And Hypen are coming back in January, so they're not going to have BTS come back in February.
No, they won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Kayla from Standing BTS. After you check out the latest episode of our show, be sure to check out some of the other great programs on Consequence Podcast Network, including Rootsland, an original story of two friends who take a musical and spiritual journey from the suburbs of Long Island to the streets of Kingston, Jamaica. The Opus is Consequence's original documentary podcast exploring legendary albums and their lasting legacies. So head over to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.
So the most listened to episodes this year by you all, should I go from fifth to first?
Sure.
Or fourth?
Fourth to first? Yeah.
Okay. So our fourth most listened to episode, which is kind of surprising because it was one of our most recent episodes.
Super recent.
Is the Permission to Dance LA concert.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, the surprising thing is that it was released so recently and it still is like ranked fourth.
Yeah, on there's our not most a lot of time to. For it to have accrued like listens, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah.
But I think it's just because it was such a special opportunity that we had a chance to go see mm-hmm. them in LA, and not a whole lot of ARMYs got that opportunity. So, you know, when we went, we were like, we have to give the full report. We have to like do a thorough job.
Definitely.
So that all of you who couldn't go, you know, can basically be put there through the podcast.
100%.
Through the episode.
Yeah.
So ranking number three, third place, was Smooth Like Butter, which was our Butter release episode when they released Butter, talking about the music video, talking about the lyrics, talking about the production of the song. How fucking fantastic it is.
What a time.
What a time.
I fucking love Butter.
Butter. Iconic.
Yeah.
Ranking number two, mm-hmm. second. Was Soap.
Yes.
Where it should be.
Where it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, soap.
And then our first place episode, most listened to episode of this year, was Muster Sowuzu.
Wow. This year's Muster was iconic. Yeah. So I understand why that's the top episode, because
Deshrita,
chicken noodle soup. Mm-hmm. I mean, BTS got to perform outside, you know, to an outside venue.
Yeah. It was their eighth year.
Yeah.
Yeah, their eighth year together.
Which is a big milestone for K-pop groups. Yeah,
like they're past that seven. Like, they're still going strong. They can't be stopped.
Well, I'm so proud of them.
I'm so proud of them, too. I am.
Well, those were really wonderful episodes. Let's talk about our personal favorite episodes to do for the year. My favorite one, the first one that came to mind, was number 162, and that was a spotisode about the Louis Vuitton fashion show and the BBC Radio 1 performances. And the reason why that came to mind was because I think partly missing the analytical side that we get to have with the album reviews, we really got to dive deep and analyze that fashion show. And that was really, really fun because there was a lot to think about there. And, you know, Virgil Abloh, rest in peace,
really gave us, that really hit hard. I think
it did.
Yeah. The news of his passing was so shocking. And I think it hit harder because we went into so much detail on this fashion show and how much he contributed to the fashion industry and how this like show wasn't just any typical fashion show.
Right.
Such a deeper meaning to the whole display, everything they did.
Yeah. And I mean, it really was, we gained such a respect for his vision with fashion and how he wants to, you know, like bring fashion across cultures and appreciate cultures through fashion and, you know, tell stories through fashion, and the way that he did it was so phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really a treat to be able to look at one of his fashion shows in this way and like learn about something that we would have never learned about. Like, neither of us are into like high fashion and keep up with anything like that. So if it weren't for this connection with BTS, we would have never watched one of his fashion shows probably. Mm-hmm. So just being able to know about him and learn about him and just dive into this incredible fashion show was really, really memorable.
Yeah.
And yeah, definitely one of my favorite episodes.
Me too.
Honorary mentions for me would be our bonus episode that we did this year for reaching 500
reviews. We're almost to 600.
Crazy. 500 reviews on iTunes, which every 100 reviews on iTunes, we give you guys a bonus episode and you get to pick on the topic. And this year you guys got to 500 and picked Buff Bangtan as the topic. So definitely that was highly anticipated. One of my all-time favorite episodes. And then my other honorary mention would have to be, because this song still has an absolute chokehold on me and I love this song.
Yes.
Episode 149, Hybe and Film Out, where we talk about everything changing with Hybe, but also freaking Film Out. It is such a masterpiece.
You love that song.
I love it.
You text me about that song every day.
It's at least twice a week that I text you in all caps about this song.
You're like,
or send you a voice message screaming.
Listen, I know you already know this, but Film Out. I'm like, okay, yes. I know.
Listen, but Jungkook into Taeyang at the beginning.
Do you hear the vocal line? They go off. It is every week.
I can't help it. Okay, so yeah, those are my favorite episodes.
You just love those Japanese like hit tracks.
You know what I was thinking also? I just love everything that they do so much. Like, I'm a big vocal line ballad person, but then like some of my favorite songs of all time are like really hardcore rap songs, you know? Yeah. So yeah, I just think they just all fully executed so well on that song that I just can't get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I'll stop talking about Film Out for now.
Never stop talking about Film Out.
Right.
Even though I've heard about it a lot, I'll never get sick of it.
Never.
Okay, for me, I think my favorite episode from this year was 152 SoundCloud singles.
Ooh.
So I think it's because we didn't get a full-length album this year. And I remember a lot of times when we're coming up with topics, like what we're going to cover, what episode we're going to do, I often go to, man, I just want to talk about their music. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to talk about their music. And because we didn't have any new album this year and we like did as much as we could for Butter and Permission to Dance. Yeah. Like, we really went all out. Like you said, we had like 8+ episodes about just those two songs. And SoundCloud, they have so many amazing songs on there that I don't feel like, you know, I feel like a lot of ARMYs listen to those songs, but they don't get the attention and love that they deserve because it's just they're released as singles that aren't really like on an album or anything like that. So getting to dive into that music was so enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And looking into those lyrics too, and just seeing what else they have to say, like on an individual level too, that isn't necessarily like mixtapey. It was just my favorite, you know. I felt like we just got to dive deeper into Bangtan through the SoundCloud singles episode.
Yeah.
So definitely go give that a listen and go listen to those songs on SoundCloud because BTS, they never disappoint. Everything they put out is great.
Yeah.
Honorary mentions for me. I loved our Butter Be Ready episode, which is before Butter was released. This is when they were doing all the promotions. We had the concept map. We had the concept photos. And we were like the melting butter over an hour-long video. Yes.
Yes.
But when we went in for that episode, we're typically way off on like theorizing what's going to happen and what's to come. But we were super spot on for Butter. Like, I was impressed with it. So I think, like, personally, I'm proud of us. I was like, wow, our Butter Be Ready episode really predicted what was to come.
We really did it. After 4 years of being fans, we could figure it out.
Usually we're clowns, and we probably will be for the next comeback. Of course. This was the comeback that we were like, okay, we got this.
That's why they had to start a new chapter, because we finally found our footing, and we, like, know, we knew what was coming. And
they
then
knew
like,
too much.
We have to switch it up. Everything different.
Absolutely. But I have to say, after that honorary mention, Soap.
Obviously.
I'm actually, you know, I'm sad that we only did one ship series episode. But if there was any ship we did for a full year that deserved a full year of just like soaking it in and like all the listeners go to that ship series episode, Soap deserved it.
Yeah.
They deserve their whole year.
Yeah. I mean, that I think was the best ship series that we've ever done, because just the way that we got to talk about their friendship and their long history, especially the way they work together as rappers and as, you know, producers and lyricists together, and the way that they feed off each other and their Soap transitions, like so much of their relationship is iconic.
And it's an iconic ship.
Yeah.
And it's long lasting. Like, it's one that has never like fallen off a cliff or anything, you know, like Taehyung, like there's some Delulu people, you know, but like, For Soap, I feel like it's just like a beloved ship that everyone loves and respects, and like Soap transitions.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love doing that one. So moving on from our favorites of the year, just some other interesting stats that we were pretty excited about that we wanted to share. This year, we were listened to in 60 countries.
That's a lot of countries.
That's a lot of countries. Awesome. We also trended 6th all-time most popular for music commentary podcast on the music commentary chart, which was pretty incredible. And we once charted at number 29 in the music category, like the big general massive.
All music.
So that was really incredible.
To be ranked number 29, that's so high up.
Yeah.
That was really shocking.
Yeah.
Super shocking. We got that statistic on our, Spotify Wrapped. Mm-hmm. They have it for podcasters too. So if you have a podcast, you get your own little Wrapped for your podcast.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, you once charted 29 in the music category. It was like, what? I didn't even know.
Crazy. My personal favorite stat, because to me it's so mind-blowing, 4,605 people listen to our podcast more than any other podcast. What? That's crazy to me.
We were their most listened to podcast.
Yeah.
4,605 people.
I mean, I just can't even fathom that like more than 100 people listen to the podcast at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't believe like how many Iconics have joined us this year and, you know, over the last year especially. And it just feels so incredible to be able to hang out and talk with everybody.
Yeah. I think we were already starting to see some of the changes with Dynamite, but with Butter and Permission to Dance this year, and then like such this one concert that they were able to hold in person. Like, I feel that going into 2022, we can just continue to expect more growth, just like BTS are expecting more growth. You know, it just kind of goes at the same time.
What's up, Baby Army?
Baby Army.
Hey. We had a lot of people reach out to us this year saying that they got into BTS with Butter or Dynamite or Permission to Dance, and they were totally lost, and that our podcast was like a wealth of information that really like educated them on all of this content, all of this information that they would have never been able to figure out themselves and like get through, you know?
I mean, we were overwhelmed back in 2017.
Yeah. Can you imagine now?
Yeah. Can you imagine getting into BTS now?
No,
like,
I can't.
Oh, shit.
No.
Years and years of content and knowledge to catch up on.
8 years. 8 years of content and knowledge. Yeah. So if you're a baby Iconic and a baby Army, welcome and thank you for joining us. And we're glad that we've been helpful to you as you've joined. Let's talk about changes we've made.
Yeah. So changes this year for the podcast and some highlights for the podcast. The biggest change, I'd say, is that we joined Consequence Podcast Network.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, we've had assistance with editing, which has been a huge relief for us. Like, we've really been able to focus more on researching and putting together well thought out episodes versus, you know, just spending so much time on like sound quality, audio editing, all of that. So super grateful for that. But because we joined Consequence, we also got our first merchandise, which I'm almost positive that was a goal for us last year.
Definitely was a goal.
Was to get merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our first shirt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. also on our own for the Iconic Meetup, we made tote bags and buttons. So we did some of our own merch just on the side, but we did that as well. So we did that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Merch goal. Check.
Definitely. Let's talk about it, Kayla.
Let's talk about 1-7. We were contacted by Spotify to try to use this new music in podcast feature tool, which is a really phenomenal, cool tool to integrate full-length music songs into every podcast episode. But the full-length songs can only be heard when you listen to it on Spotify. So we made a podcast, 1-7.
Spotify asked us to make a whole new podcast.
Yeah, to showcase this feature that they were beginning. Mm-hmm. So we made 1-7 and we released it at the beginning of this year. And we did, 10 episodes? We were doing it on the weeks that we weren't doing this podcast. So instead of being bi-weekly at that point, then we were doing 4 weeks, all 4 weeks a month, but just only bi-weekly for Standing BTS. Mm-hmm. And we kind of fell off with doing 1-7 because it was really tiring. And I mean, personally for me, emotionally draining to really dig deep and like think about what songs we would want to make into a mixtape that had some sort of message or meaning or storyline applicable to us every other week. It was tough. We did make some really great content with it that we're really proud of.
I'm super proud of it.
I really love what we made.
We thought on it a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, we really sat on it and we're like, what are we going to do? How are we going to incorporate BTS's music into a podcast? And we ultimately came up with the idea of sharing a story through their music that other people could relate to. But through that, it got heavy.
Yeah.
It got really heavy. So in all honesty, I think Kayla, you know, it started especially with your episode where you talked a lot about.
I had like a cutting ties episode. I had a depression episode.
Yeah.
I had a coping episode. Mm-hmm. And some of them, I mean, I really did have like that cathartic feeling with that we get from BTS's music often when we listen to like D2 or Mono or something like that. But it was, I started to struggle with like topics to make. And if you make
it, we just went really heavy.
Yeah, if you make a playlist as heavy as depression, it's hard to like turn around and make like a gym workout playlist. Yeah, you know,
I had one about like greed to succeed and just like the desire to keep achieving more and more and success and how draining that can feel. And so we just hit really heavy topics.
Yeah.
And I also, in all honesty, every fourth episode, we wanted to have a guest as well. Mm-hmm. And having guests and editing guest episodes too is hard.
It's really
time consuming.
Yeah.
You know, you got to find the right guests. You have to like let them in on the topics. But like, in all honesty, I don't want to give it up. I hope that we go back to it one day.
We still have it. Like, it's not like we're never gonna, it's not like I'm closed off to ever doing it again. I really loved what we put together. We literally spent a month, all of our downtime, all of our free time from Standing BTS that we weren't working on this podcast, we were planning for 1-7. I mean, coming up with the title, making a trailer, making the album art, which we were super proud of, like the cover art for the podcast, and, you know, just the structure of an episode.
It was thrilling for me because it was like my creativity was at an all-time high when we were putting 1-7 together. That's what I miss about 1-7 was just the creative freedom and interpreting the music and putting together a story that I felt I could personally relate to and that other people could relate to through BTS's music.
Yeah.
It was such a neat concept that I just like, I don't want to let it go.
Yeah.
But we've gone on this indefinite hiatus.
And I think when we kind of stopped making it a priority to put out 1-7 episodes, where we ended and we just never revisited was, if we come up with a playlist that like we want to share with the other person in this way, in this format, then we could do another episode and release it and just do it anytime.
There was a lot of pressure with it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we felt like Standing BTS has been so successful. So for me personally, it was kind of hard to start a new podcast and put all of this time and effort into it and not be seeing the payoff that we're obviously seeing with Standing BTS every week, because it had such few people listening to these episodes that we like poured
only
our heart
Spotify.
And soul into. Yeah, especially with it being only on Spotify. That was a huge
And we were
drawback.
Pouring our hearts and soul into it,
which is why it
got draining. It was a lot.
Yeah.
But a neat concept, and I hope we return to it at some point. We will let you know when we do.
We do. We will. It was a highlight, even though it was like
it was
not
totally,
something we do anymore.
Totally a highlight. Mm-hmm. We really enjoyed it when we were doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something else that we added to the podcast this year is an outro track. So we have a remix of Idol that we had made for us as our intro, and then we added a remix of Butter to be our outro that we're super proud of and super excited about. Thank you, Dylan. What's up, Dylan? Thanks, Dylan, for making that for us.
Yeah. We also had a goal of adding more content onto our Patreon, and I think we've done a good job of that, especially towards the second half of 2021. Mm-hmm. We started doing our virtual Iconic Hangouts, which are a blast, like an absolute blast. I have to like mentally think to myself like, okay, Bethany, you talk for hours on end on the podcast. You have to shut up and let other people talk.
Right.
But I just want to respond to everything everyone says.
I know. I feel the same way.
But getting to talk and like hear Iconic's thoughts on what we talk about on the show, it's just like, I don't know. We haven't had that before.
No.
So that was a fantastic idea. So definitely if you want to talk with us and share your thoughts about BTS and what's going on, join our Patreon, $5 or more.
And like, I just want to say, we've only done it twice, so it's not like this like super exclusive club that you're going to come in on this hangout and not know anybody, because we had like 4 new people last week when we did it, and like I feel like they got comfortable and they got to talk and, you know, integrated pretty well. Like, we're all friends here, we're all Iconics here, like, you know, we just want to hang out. And so
it's super casual.
Yeah, super casual. Don't be afraid to jump in and to join. And even if you think you may want to try it out, you can join and have like your camera off and your mic off, and you could just be in the chat or something until you feel comfortable enough to talk really with us. But seriously, it's such a blast. We mm-hmm. always talk about what we've been talking about on the episodes and then anything that BTS are currently doing and theorizing about what they will be doing. And mm-hmm. there's just never enough time to get to it all.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely join in on that. That's something I'm really proud of this year
that we started. Yeah.
Yeah. Also something that we started doing on Patreon is our sound checks. So we did it originally a long time ago, but we were really inconsistent with it. But now we record our sound checks and we post those for patrons of $10 or $15 a month. And so basically every single episode, you'll get like a 5-minute sound check where we just talk about something unrelated to BTS, but something like personal and intimate between us. Mm-hmm. We've really enjoyed the conversations we've been having for those sound checks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not always personal.
I mean,
sometimes it's about BTS. Like the last one you talked about, your menstrual cycle.
BTS affecting
being
me.
Affected by BTS's yeah. like presence in yeah. person.
Yeah. Well, it's the topics vary.
Fun.
Topics vary.
Yeah, the topics are fun and different from what we put on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we've been pretty successful with what we've added to Patreon, and we are going to continue to cultivate that more and see what more content we can provide you guys on there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I would say the biggest highlight and change that has happened this year was we had our very first iconic meetup.
Yeah.
Like our first in-person fan, you know, iconic meetup for the podcast. And that was, I think, the highlight of my 2021
yeah,
overall.
I would agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though we went to the concert, you know, I think the meetup itself was my highlight of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Getting to meet listeners who we've been talking to online forever,
mm-hmm.
it seems
for
like.
Years.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah.
Getting to see some familiar faces who we've come across at other BTS concerts, mm-hmm. but we never formally had a meetup
yeah.
for listeners. So that was a huge highlight. And I really hope that as we get into 2022, that we have the opportunity to see BTS in person again, and that we therefore get to see Iconics in person
yes.
again.
Ugh.
Can't be beat.
It would be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really. I just will never forget the Iconic meetup. I think it was one of those ultimate lifetime moments that is just something I'll carry forever.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be an old grandma saying I have this podcast and I had a listener meetup and met all, you know, the
all
people who listen to the
people.
Show. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely a huge highlight for the podcast for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some personal changes and personal highlights for us this year. So, obviously, we're still in the middle of a pandemic.
Heavy sigh. So, it's still COVID.
So, it's still COVID. Yeah. I personally, beyond teaching in a pandemic still, have not been affected by COVID too much personally. This year, 2020, was when my family was affected by it. But none of my family members have gotten it this year. And so we've all been able to be pretty healthy this year, which is definitely a blessing. And even though my school district does not require masks, shouts out to Missouri. I still wear a mask. Not a lot of students, but maybe like half of the students wear masks. And I've been able to stay healthy at school still also. So I'm feeling pretty lucky with how I've been in regards to COVID. I know you have a different story yourself this year.
Yeah, my sister got COVID,
mm-hmm.
and then Corey and I both got COVID,
mm-hmm.
and it was our, and I never even shared this on the podcast. I think we had tweeted it out that we weren't able to have an episode 1 week because I got COVID.
Yeah.
But Corey and I both got COVID, and it was our 3-year wedding anniversary, so we got to spend our 3-year wedding anniversary in quarantine, but we had super mild symptoms. We were both are vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
It was just I had gotten vaccinated in January.
Yeah, because you're a healthcare worker, so you were one of the first mm-hmm. who could.
And then come October, I ended up getting it.
Yeah.
And so I'm very grateful that it was super mild, but in that I got to spend a lot of time with Corey, like just him and I. Like that was kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't lie.
You know, yeah.
The quarantine wasn't awful,
mm-hmm.
and we both had mild symptoms. But
and now you'll always be like, our 3rd anniversary, we were quarantined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, kind of romantic a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm really numb to 2021. Mm-hmm. I think working in healthcare, it's just the same old. And I used to, like in 2020, Kayla, you heard me bitch about it all the time and how anxious I used to be and like I treat COVID patients. But this year, it just, I'm so numb to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that too, even like not in healthcare, but in education, like feeling the apathy to it all. I mean, my students are like the most apathetic they've ever been. Like they've been through some serious trauma, you know, going through COVID and the pandemic themselves, like being children during this time. And so we're just seeing some of the worst behavioral issues we've ever had, especially like with younger kids, like the freshmen who have had it a lot of instability, like through middle school. There's a lot of like social growth that wasn't able to happen for them. And now they're like trying to catch up on it, you know, but they have be big kids in high school. But a lot of them, you know, still are socialized like sixth graders or seventh graders, you know. So it's been tough in that regard in education. But, you know, I'm kind of getting some burnout. But right now I'm speaking from being on winter break. So everything's fine because I'm like not in the thick of it. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But job and career wise, I'm still working as an occupational therapist in home health, still working with the same company, same job. So I did that's very different from what 2020 was, where I was still doing travel. Then travel like got kaput, like overdone once COVID hit. And then I was unemployed and miserable and sad and felt like I wasn't contributing to society at all. It sucked. But then I got this job that I have now. So 2021 has been so stable with my job and consistent. And I was telling you a little earlier, Kayla, that even though it's been consistent, my Sagittarius heart is like, it's been boring or like it's just been the same and not much has happened this year and everything is just easygoing, steady, which is not a bad thing, you know.
But you feel like you're lacking some like excitement.
Yeah. Except for LA. Like BTS and LA, definitely the highlight of 2021.
Yeah.
That made 2021 for
me. And it was like towards the end of the year. So we really got to like cap off the year with such an incredible weekend. I mean, I'm still at the same school district and I still love my position, but this year is definitely harder than previous years just with all of the struggles I was talking about. But I'm getting like great reviews and responses from like when I'm evaluated. So
yes, you
that's
are.
Great. Continuing to be a successful, effective educator.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loving it. Anyways. Oh, also, I guess I should say, I told my students about the podcast for the first time.
I did.
I bet some of them are probably listening to this episode and they're going to talk to me about it. But my fifth hour Spanish too, they're just like super curious and sweet. And like, they want to ask me all of these questions. And, because, I just genuinely enjoy them as kids. I think that it's a great group. I tell them and, anyways, so I was telling them about my trip to LA and I was showing them pictures and I was like, yeah, this is a friend I met up with and this is a friend I met up with and oh, and this is a friend I met up with.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, you have like a lot of friends. Like, what are you, you know, like, how did you meet up with so many people? And then I decided to tell them about the podcast and I knew at some point this year I would talk about it and I wanted to say it in a way that was like, you know, if you can stick with something that you enjoy, you can really make something out of it. Because at this point we've been doing it for 4 years and we started in your parents' basement with no goals or aspirations about what it would become or, you know, that people would even listen to it. And now look at how far we've come. And so they really responded well to it. And that was like, that was a huge personal change for me. It was like,
that was a huge moment for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which I just have to go off of that. For the first time ever, I have a patient who actually has a podcast. So I got to share with her that I have a podcast and she's also a musician and she's famous, but I can't say her name because of HIPAA. But we really connected on music. And at the end of my session, she was my last patient of the day. My first time meeting her, she showed me some of her videos, her music videos, and then she was very curious to know who BTS was. So for the first time ever, I got to watch BTS with a patient.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's and so she amazing. Was like, "Oh, they can dance!" Like she's like, "They can really dance." I'm like, "Yes, they can."
Yes. Wow.
But I never get that with patients because I work with geriatrics. Yeah, you know, the older population. So like, they're like, "Is that a girl?" It's like, okay.
No, well, it's let's not. Just turn it off.
Yeah, just a beautiful man.
Wow, two huge highlights for both of us with sharing BTS in our careers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, always wonderful.
All right, so for the last part of this episode, we're going to talk about what our goals are for 2022. Mm-hmm. Something I have been giving some thought to that I brought up to you probably over the LA trip was I wouldn't mind changing up our intro, the beginning of the episode. I feel like it could use some freshening up.
Yeah.
A new perspective. We've had the same intro for 4 years. So.
Yeah. Almost. I mean, we did change it like a maybe like 6 or 7 months into the podcast, like originally. Like it hasn't been the same the entire time, but yes, it's been pretty much the same for like 2.5, 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we're at a point where we're strong enough podcasters that we could be more flexible with it and have more fun with it.
I agree with you.
So that's a goal that I would like to see change in 2022 with the podcast.
Yeah. Can we take the disclaimer out?
The disclaimer?
Please. <Yeah.
laughs> We felt the need to put it there because we got a lot of backlash.
We did. I mean, really early on into the podcast, we had some really young listeners that we didn't know.
We had
reaching out saying like, hey, you need to say that there's cursing in these episodes because this isn't okay.
Even though it's marked explicit.
Yeah. But I mean, at this point, might be something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Another goal for us definitely that we would love to do is another meetup, another in-person meetup. We're hoping, here's how we would do it. If BTS, comes back and they have any more concerts in the States in 2022, then we would try to coordinate through the podcast of a bunch of us going to the same city and, you know, being there on the same weekend for, you know, either like a Saturday or Sunday concert. And because we'd all be concentrated in the same city, we could have another meetup.
Meetup.
Mm-hmm. The idea was even floated to us by an Iconic at the first meetup that we could like pick a hotel and like block out a bunch of rooms so we could all have like, we could all be on the same floor.
An iconic army floor.
How fucking cool would that be?
So much fun.
That would be so fun. That's a huge goal.
That is a huge aspiration. I'm hoping for it. I really am. And I have to say, when we make goals, we do a pretty decent job of like reaching towards them throughout the year. I hope that that's something we get to see down the road. Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to keep building up and, you know, just evolving these virtual hangouts that we're doing. We've only had two, but they've been so much fun that I can see it becoming so much more down the road.
Yeah.
So we're only going to get better with it. And Kayla, you're an awesome facilitator. Mm. You're such a teacher.
Thank you. I'm grateful.
I'm like, you take the reins. I'm here to listen. I just want to hear all the Iconics talk. So
yeah,
I hope to keep doing that. And also to just continue to build our Patreon and creating additional content that's enjoyable for all of you.
Yeah, because Iconics deserve additional content.
Yes, they do.
Yes. I feel like right now we are in such a comfortable space with the podcast. This is something that over the past like few weeks I've even been reflecting on, and like I sent you some texts about that. I'm just really proud of like what we've worked up to. Like I feel like we have been working so, so, so hard, and we're in such a nice like status quo place with the podcast where like everything feels balanced and like it feels accessible that we can continue to work towards our goals, but we also have everything we're already doing like under control and we're killing it.
We're going steady. Going steady with the podcast. Not too many hiccups this year.
Does that make you feel like you want some excitement? You want to do something else?
No, I don't want hiccups. No, I don't.
Well, not a hiccup, but like, you know, something not steady, you know, you want to,
yeah,
well, yeah,
you know, the Sagittarius,
the Sagittarius,
yeah. But I will say the biggest thing I miss from 2021 is doing album reviews. So I really hope that in 2022, even if we don't get a BTS album, which I'm almost certain we will.
Yeah.
But if we don't, like, I hope to revisit some of those older albums. Like, we started off 2021 with the Too Cool for School album review. Mm-hmm. And I loved that so much. And I wish we would have done more album reviews like that. So I want to get back to doing those really analytical episodes where we're diving deep into the lyrics and the production and the theories and the connections that we see from past albums. So
yeah.
I hope to get into that more this coming year.
I'm sure we will be able to with the Seven Fates Chaco.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely very excited for that. I agree with you, though. Missing new albums. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they kept us fed with Butter and Permission to Dance. But there's nothing that beats
and concerts,
a full...
And virtual concerts.
Seriously, the virtual concerts.
Yeah.
But nothing beats a full brand new studio album. Mm-hmm. You know, getting to sit down and analyze that whole thing and dive deep into it.
It's coming.
Yeah.
We'll get it.
We will.
It's going to make it even sweeter.
My last and considering this past year, quite lofty goal for 2022 would be to finish the Ship series.
That's not going to happen. That's so unrealistic. We're going to do all the ships.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we would have to do every single bi-weekly episode of the year to cover all the ships.
Do you think so?
There's got to be a solid chunk left.
We'll
we haven't
have
done
see.
G-Cook.
No, we have not. But I think there's really, I think there's under 10 left.
Maybe.
But we would have to like do like bonus episodes or Patreon content or like.
Have we done Namjoon?
Not be bi-weekly. I don't know if we've done Namjoon.
Or Namgi?
We've done Namgi.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
No, we haven't.
I think so. I don't know.
No, we haven't.
We don't even know what we've done anymore with the Ship series. So like, but I would love to finish it. This
yeah.
is like the
it
original,
would be fun to finish it, yeah.
The original reoccurring series on this podcast.
Yeah.
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 A personal goal. I just want to end on this mm-hmm. for me at least. A personal goal for me for 2022. For some reason this past year, I've just struggled with confidence in my podcasting abilities. I don't know where it came from. I really think it was once we switched over with Consequence
mm-hmm.
and I became very hands-off. I used to do, you know, I mean, we both edited, but like not editing anymore, going in and like, you know, seeming more professional with it, having a network. It almost put too much pressure on me that I started having a lot of self-doubt
mm-hmm.
and second-guessing and redoing, like rethinking everything I'm saying. And it's really inhibited my ability to just like naturally be confident and express myself on the podcast. So
yeah.
I hope for 2022, I'm also fearful of saying the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll say something that makes someone upset.
Yeah. And when we were editing, we listened to that and we were like, oh, I don't like how that sounds.
Like
and
that.
We could easily cut that out.
Mm-hmm.
But when we don't edit and the episodes are posted, like before we get to ever listen to it, it's just not the same.
Yeah. Like I lose sleep over it. I go to bed at night and I'm like, oh God, I said that one thing. I wish I didn't say that. You know, and I just start second guessing everything and having a lot of self-doubt, which has taken a huge toll on my like self-esteem and
mm-hmm.
self-confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And that has sucked. So
yeah.
I really want to overcome that in 2022. It probably doesn't show like for you guys on the show,
mm-hmm.
but like personally, it's like every episode, Kayla, I'm like afterwards,
yeah.
I come to you and I'm like, oh my gosh.
There was episodes where, you know, after ending it, you cried.
Yeah.
Like, you know, at least two episodes where that happened. And, you know, being your best friend and your co-host for this for this podcast, it's been really hard to watch you, you know, go through these struggles of self-doubt and, you know, confidence. And, you know, we should have made a 1-7 episode on it. But
yeah.
But yeah.
Maybe I should.
Maybe you should. And then that could be like your healing. And
mm-hmm.
yeah. But
that's a personal goal for me is to overcome that and get past it, which I feel like the second half of this year, I've already done a lot better.
That's
like
what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the past, I'd say 5 episodes.
You've really been working on it. And I think you got to a place where you were able to recognize it more and like talk yourself through it more. And
mm-hmm.
so like, if it's really been like over the course of this year, like your big like self-growth thing that you've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been a process, but you have been succeeding and you've been improving,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, 2022 can
That's
only go up.
A personal goal for me.
Yeah.
I think I'm on my way.
You got
doing
this.
Better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Iconics it's been an incredible year.
It's been a fantastic year.
And for BTS. Mm-hmm. And we have enjoyed so much spending 32 episodes, 1,742 minutes together.
Yes.
It has just been absolutely incredible. And we cannot thank you, Iconics, enough for your support over this year. With all of your love and support, we were able to do so much and experience so much, and we are forever grateful.
Forever grateful.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much for all the support. This is a blast. I know that we'll just keep going with this. Yeah. Like
year five coming up.
Yeah. I think it's still year four. I could be
this
wrong.
Is the we end of
in
year
2018.
Four. Because we did Being an Army Part 4 this year.
That's right.
So Being an Army Part 5, which is an episode. I mean, we've done that
Holy
since
crap.
The beginning. Yeah. So
it just blows my mind.
Right. I know. It's crazy. Like, I was telling that to Jordan, and he was like, no, next year's going to be year 4. I was like, mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
Because we're doing our fifth Valentine's episode next year.
Wow. So. Oh, I can't wait for Being an Army.
I know.
Yeah. That's one of the best. That's a couple months away. That's
I know.
2 months
oh,
away.
Should we have to start organizing that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Add it to the list.
Add it to the list. Okay. Well, we really hope that you Iconics have had a great year as well. And I know for me personally, it's easy to look back and see like, you know, the stuff that wasn't the best, but at the end of this year, try to think about some positive stuff and try to end your year on a grateful note. We're grateful for you more mm-hmm. than we could ever say. And we are so happy that yeah. you're here listening. Yeah. We do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Deja, Meg, Rachel, Robin, Allie, Nate, Cecily, Crystal, Emily, and Holly. Oh my
Iconics!
Gosh. Iconics. The list has grown so much. You guys are so incredible. We love you. We are so grateful for you. And we will talk to you in 2022.
We'll see you next year.
We'll see you next year.
Thanks for listening. And thanks for stanning BTS.